Taftayim Adbeiz, the Mishnah. HaPesach SheNizrak Domoy. A Korban Pesach, that after the Koyin made the Zrikas Adam, he already made the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam, the Yachakach after that, Noidashu Tomei. After that, we found out that the blood of the animal, or else the Bosar, became Tomei. In other words, what's Tomei before you made the Korban Pesach? Is Alocha Tzitzmeratza. Now that it was ready done, you made this Rika, the Korban is kosher, even though you're not allowed to eat the meat now, because the meat is Tomei, and you're only one person, it's only a Yochid, still we say the Korban is Mekubal, it's a good Korban. Because at the time when you made the Shechita and the Zrika, you did not know about it. At that time you thought the Korban was Tohor, so therefore you're Yoytzer. And Rashi says, HaPesach Shezek Domei, HaPesach Oy Hadam, either the meat itself became was Tomei, or else the dam was Tomei. He's a Titzmeratze. You don't have to bring another korban of Pesach Sheni, even though right now you're not allowed to eat the meat tonight because the meat is tamei. Still, we say the Shas the Koyin made this riki, did not know about it. So, but ever the korban is good. What about nitma haguf? What about if we find out now that the bialim, the owner, was tamei, his body was tamei? Then the loch is ena tzitz meratze. The tzitz does not help. That the Koyin Godel has his beggar the tzitz, even though that's such a koyach. That even though sometimes you do Averis Betumah, it's Merutza, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekabel, the Avodah, but with the owner, the Baal himself is Tomei, it doesn't help you. Rashi says, Nitmu Be'olov, Tumas Haguf Be'meis. Let's say the Baal touched the mace on before Pesach, and he forgot about it, and they brought the Korban Pesach, now they thought he was Tor, still the din is Einat Tismaratza. So Rashi, V'chayiv Lasas Pesach Sheni. He has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Who? The Rachmona Dachi, the Torah says he's Dachi, since he had a Tumas Aguf on him, it's no good. Mifnei Shomru, because it was said like this, HaNozir, when you have a Nozir also has to bring certain Kabonis when he becomes Tomei. A Nozir, if he's Tor for 30 days, then he becomes Oismas, he's no more Nozir. But if he becomes Tomei in between, he has to start counting over again the 30 days. Hu Adin V'yaseh Pesach, if somebody's bringing a Korban Pesach, if the Klal is like this, Hatzitz Meratza Tumas Hadam. If the dam, the blood of the korban was Tomei, and you made the Zrika, the Tzitz says it's okay. Even though maybe you shouldn't have done it if you would have known about it. But since you did not know about it, the Tzitz helps. That such a beggar, the Kohen Gadol has his Tzitz, it makes it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekabel. Meratza means he accepts it. It's called acceptable, this korban. But if the Nozir himself was Tomei, or else the person that's bringing the korban Pesach, he himself has Tumas Aguf on, he has Tumas Ameis on him. The Loch is now his korban is not acceptable, and it's like he didn't bring a korban today. Therefore comes Pesach Sheni, he has to bring another korban. What about Nitma Tumas Atoim? Let's say a new type of a Tumah. The person himself has a Tumas on him, Tumas Atoim. Toim usually means from underneath, under the ground, which the Gemara is going to explain. This is a new Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, a Sufik Tumah. That nobody in the world knew that there was a mace underneath his ground where you walked over. And you walked over it, you did not know you were Tomei. And then you went ahead and brought a Korban Pesach. There's a Chiddush, that since Peshash you brought the Korban, you did not know you were Tomei. And nobody knew that you were Tomei either. There's such a Gzeras HaKosev here, that even though later you find out that there was a mace in that street, and you walked over him, so now it comes out you were Tomei, Peshash you brought the Korban Pesach, still had Tzitz Meratza. Still, the tzitz makes it that your korban is acceptable. We'll see in the Gemara why. But that's halacha l'moshe misina, such as a tumah called tumah satahim. Means nobody knew about it that you were tumah. Nobody knew there was a mace there. And it was first found out after you brought the korban. So at the time when you're bringing your korban, even though really you're tumah mace, you walked over the mace, but since it's called a suffix, nobody knew about it at the time, it's mekubal. It's acceptable. Your korban you brought at that time, since you did not know about it at that time, the tzitz could help for that. So that's the Gemara. Taima, what does the Reisha say? The Reisha says that if the blood or the meat of the korban is tamei, and you did not know about it at the time it was brought, then later the korban is acceptable. Taima de Nizrak. Why is it good? Because you made the Zrika first, and at that time you thought everything was kosher, everything was Torah. The Yachakach Noida. Then later we first found out that no, the blood was tamei, or the meat, the sheretz touched the meat. Avo, but it's a diik, but noida, let's say first we found out that a sheretz touched the blood, or a sheretz touched the meat of this Korban Pesach. The Yachakach Nizrak, and then the Kohen still went ahead, and made his Rikas Adam still brought this Korban, loy meratza. Then it's Masha for now Mishnah, the korban is not acceptable. The tzitz only helps if we did not know it was tamei when it was brought. But Mashmi, if we did know, it's not acceptable. But Reminu, I have a kash on you. The same Abraisa, Alma Hatzitz Maratza. On which cases does the tzitz, this beggar of the korban, the Kohen Gadol, that it wears on his forehead, when does this beggar, this tzitz, make the korbanos acceptable? Al Hadam v'yala bosar, v'yala chelif. Whether it happened to the blood of the animal, or else the meat of the animal, or the chel of the fats of the animal that should have been burnt on the mizbeach, shenitmo, that one of these three things became tummy. Bein b'shegi, whether it came tummy by accident, you didn't know about it. Bein b'mezid, whether we knew about it. Bein b'yonis, you were forced upon it. Bein b'rotz, and happened willingly. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, whether a korban yochid, whether a korban tzibur, all these cases, if you made the zrikas adam, the kohen brought the korban is acceptable. So chutz mashmi, even b'mezid, even if we knew that it was tummy, and still the kohen went and made the zrikas adam, still the korban is acceptable. And now Mishnah is mashma not like that. It's only acceptable because we did not know it was tummy b'shas he made the zrikam. Mashma, if he would have known it was tummy, then it would not be good. So Mori answers Amar Ravina. Tumosai, no, it's not pshan, it's less b'risa. This b'risa is talking about how the blood or how the korban, the buster or the chelev became tummy. Amar Ravina, tumosai, how did they become tummy? That's true. Bein b'shoyga bein b'mezid. Whether it happened willingly that somebody took a sheretz and made it touch the blood, or it happened unwillingly, b'shegi. Hurtza, we still say, hurtza's rikosai. It's acceptable. If the kohen now made his rika with this dam, even though at the time it became tamei, it was done willingly, but since later b'shastas rika, the kohen did not know about it, is b'shegi hurtza. And echnami, b'shast the kohen makes his rika with his blood, I'll tell you, it's only acceptable if it was b'shegik. He did not realize at that time it was still tummy. But mezid lehurtza, b'enechlam l'gdik v'na mishnah. But let's say the kohen knew about it. B'shash, he was making his rika sadam. He knew that this dam was tummy. He's not supposed to make this rika. Then even if he does it, it's not acceptable. So Rabbi answers, there's no stira from this b'risa to our mishnah. That's what the b'risa says, even b'mezid, that tzitz helps, it only helps when it first received its tumah. B'mezid means one person took a sheretz and touched the blood. But now later when the kohen makes the zrika, the kohen does not know about it. So when the kohen is called the shegi, that's why it's good. Rabbi Shaila Rama, no. Rabbi Shaila wants to say not like that. Zrikos say, I'll tell you no. Even b'shas the kohen is taking this tomadika blood and making a zrika with it. Bein b'shegi, bein b'mezid. Whether he didn't know about it, he unwillingly, or b'mezid, he knew about it. Still hurtza, like the b'risa says. Now that the kohen did the averi and made this rika, even though it's tamei, still it's acceptable. Hurtza, tumasai b'shegig hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. I tell you, how did it become tamei? If it first became tamei, b'mezid, then it doesn't help. If somebody went willingly and was metama the dam or metama the basar, true, then it doesn't help the tits. But anytime this b'risa says, once the tumah first came about b'shegig, not willingly, even though later b'shas the kohen is making this rika, taking the blood and sprinkling on the mizbeach, he knows that it's tamei. Still, it's merutza. Still, it's mekabel. It's acceptable. Obzay it's a shved a dirk from our mishnah. Eloho diktone. That's what our mishnah says. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. Eloho diktone. Not our mishnah. That's what the brayse says. Eloho diktone. That's what the brayse says. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. That the tits helps. Hochi koma. Nitma b'shoigeg, if the tumah, the blood, first became tumah b'shoigeg, not willingly, you didn't know about it. Vizarku, and the kohen then took this blood and made his rigas adam with it. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid hurtza. Even if the kohen knew at the time he's making this rikam, he knew that the blood was tumah, still it's acceptable. The tzitz helps for that. Vodik toni, that we learned. Dam shenizrak. Then, now the kashra for now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, dam shenizrak. If first the kohen took the blood of the korban pesach and made the zrika, the yachak kach noida. Our mishnah says that then later the kohen first found out that that blood was tamei. Then the mishnah says that it's tor, the korban is acceptable. So we had a diak taima. Why is it good the nizrak? Only because first b'shas the kohen was doing the zrika, he did not know it was tamei. The yachak kach noida. First lady found out that the dam was tamei. Avu noida, but mashma from our mishnah, if the kohen knew at the time when he's doing the zrika that the blood is tamein, v'yachak kach nizrik, and still he went ahead and made the zrika loy. That was the dik from our mishnah that the tzitz does not help. And we're saying now, according to Rav Shaila, the brayser says not like that. The brayser says even though the kohen knows what he's doing, he knows he's taking blood that's tamein, still the tzitz helps. And the Gemara, no, there's no deek from our Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah means to say, Yehu adina tell you, ti afilu noida. Even if the Kohen knows what he's doing, b'shas he's doing this rika, he knows his blood is tamei. V'yachakach nizrik. And after that, he still goes and makes this rika zadam. Still, the korban is acceptable. Or b'zoi, v'haitik toni, why does it say in our Mishnah, nizrak v'yachakach noida? Why does the Mishnah only say that Mashma first he did this rika, and first later we found out that it was tamei? Why does it say that? Mishum deboi lemistei seifa. Because the Mishnah wants to say this case for a chiddush in the seifa, in the end part of the Mishnah. What does the end of the Mishnah say? Nit mahaguf. Let's say the person himself was tamei, not the animal, but the owner that's bringing the korban Pesach. He himself was tamei. Then the Mishnah says, Eina titz maratza. You should know the titz does not help. The korban is not acceptable. When the owner touched the mace that day, and he has tumas mace, since he's only a yochid, he has no right to bring the korban Pesach, and if he brings it, the korban is not acceptable. He has to bring another one, Pesach Sheni. So here's the chiddush. The afilo nizrak. Even at the time when the Kohen made his Rikas Adam, he forgot. The Bailam did not know he was tamei. The Yachakach Noida. And he first realized it later, after they brought the korban. He first realized it later. Somebody told him, what did you bring the korban for today? In the morning or yesterday, you touched a mace. Still, like, still the Mishnah wants to tell a chiddush that the Sefer doesn't help. This is a tremendous chiddush. Even though at the time the owner brought the korban, he didn't know. He forgot that he was tamei. Still, it's no good. It's not acceptable. Since Lamais, at the time the korban was brought, he was Tami Meis. Therefore, Tani Reisha, therefore the Mishnah says the same type of a case at the first part of the Mishnah. Nami, Nizrak, in a case where the blood was Tami, it says the same case, that first the Kohen made the sprinkling, he put the dam on the Mizbeach, V'yachakach Noida, then he realized that the blood was Tami, the Mishnah says, Hurtza, the blood, the korban is acceptable. But Enach Nami, who adin, if the Kohen would have realized it, B'shashi doing this Riko, it would also be acceptable. The only reason why Mishnah says it this way, for the case of the Sefer, to say where the person is Tamei, even if he did not know about it, B'shas Rikom, still it's no good. Mashenka, in the end of the Mishnah, says the Chiddush, Nit Mutum Asatoyim, this is the only case. If the person himself was Tamei, he touched a mace. But what type of a mace? Tum Asatoyim. Tum Asatoyim is Alach L'moshim Mishina, means he walked over a place that nobody in the world right now knows, realizes there's a mace underneath it. So right now, nobody knows that he's Tamei. Then he goes there and brings the korban Pesach. And the next day, people go to that place and dig under and find the mace is there. Now's the first time people realize there's a mace there. And now, Luchur, we should say this person yesterday walked over the mace. He was tamei yesterday, his korban should not be good. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. No. If nobody knew that he was tamei until after they brought the korban, the tzitz helps for that also. The korban is acceptable, and he doesn't have to bring a Pesach sheni. So the Maraboy, Rami Bachom asked the question. So far the Mishnah says about the owner of the korban, if he had this tumas atoim, it's acceptable, the korban is good. What about if the kohen that was doing the avodah, bringing the korban, doing this rika, he also yesterday went over a place that 2 days from now we found out that there's a mace under there, and nobody knew about it beforehand. So this kohen also, at the time he was bringing the korban Pesach, had a tumas atoim upon him. Now the law is, if a kohen touches a mace, so the Kohen is supposed to do the Avodah. If the Kohen goes and brings your Korban Pesach for you, the Korban is no good. You have to bring another Korban Pesach Sheni. Only when Rov Tzibur is Tomei, then you can bring the Korban Betumah. But a normal case that most people are Torah, just your one Kohen is Tomei, if he brings the Korban for you, the Korban is possible. So now the question is, what about if the Kohen had a Tumas HaTayim on him? Has the Kohen went over a place that nobody in the world knew he was Tomei until now? What's the Locha by the Kohen himself? Do we say, Muratza Bekorban Asayim, Hutru Loi Tumah Satoim, it's acceptable by him also, just like by the owner has this Tumah, it's acceptable, Hu Adin by the Kohen, it's also acceptable, his Korban. Oiloi, maybe no. Mi Amrina, do we say, Ki Gimiri Tumah Satoim, when do we have this Chiddush, that if you only had such a Tumah that nobody knew about in the world, and it's first known now, after the Korban was brought, that the korban is acceptable, I'll tell you only b'bailim. It was only said such a chiddush by the owner. If the owner was tamei, b'shas the korban pesach, you can't bring it normally. But here, that nobody knew about it, the korban is acceptable. B'koyin legmiri. But if the koyin had this tumor on him, maybe we didn't learn such a chiddush that him it doesn't help. Since now we realize that at the time he brought the korban, he was tamei, the korban is possible. Oy dilma, maybe no. V'zivcha gmiri. This chiddush that tumas atoim does not passel the korban if you did not know about it was said about the zivcha, about the korban. anybody do anything done about the korban. Loishna b'koyin, there's no difference whether the koyin was the one that yesterday walked over a place that there was the meisti and nobody in the world knew about it. That's called the tumas hatohim. And he brought the korban thinking that he's tor. And later we find out that he was tamei. Still the korban is good. Loishna b'bailim, who had done the same halacha replied by the bailim. So that's Rami by Mechom Eshayla. This chiddush that our Mishnah says that when the owner has a tumas hatohim, this time it helps that the korban is brought, the korban is acceptable. What about if the kohen has such a tumah? Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Toshma, come, I'll bring you a raya. The Tani Rabbi Chia learned in a braisa. Loi omru tumas atoim. It was only said this chiddush of this new type of a tumas atoim. We'll see in the next Gemara clear, it'll explain the case of tumas atoim. But it was only said such a din, elu lemeis bovad, only in the gate of tumas meis. Is the chura, meis lemute mai. You're telling me only by tumas meis you have this chiddush, and not by other type of tumas. What are the other cases you're telling me it doesn't apply to? Lav lamute tumas atoim de sheretz. Chura comes to tell us that if somebody touched the sheretz, that nobody in the world knew there was a sheretz there. And you went over, you sat on this chair, and nobody in the world knew there was a sheretz in this chair. And for 2 days from now, somebody opens up the chair and finds a sheretz inside it. So in such a case, I would say that since nobody knew about the tumah, the korban is also acceptable. For the Gemara of Amaya Skinin, what are you telling me? In which case you don't say that chiddush tumas atoim? In other words, we're saying we don't say that chiddush. Where's the case? Iname b'baylim. If you want to say the owner of a man, what type of a korban? What type of a baylim are we talking about? Even nozer, if the person is a nozer, that we said a nozer, if he's torah for 30 days, then he brings his korban. Luitzui becomes tummy in between. He says we have to start counting over again. Now mi mahani bay. For the Gemara, if a nozer touches a sheretz, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not the tumah that breaks a nozer. The pasuk says ki yomus meis olav omer rachmona. The Torah says that a nozer has to be bleed tahor, and if he touches it becomes tameh. His first days are not included anymore, and he has to start counting over again. That's only if a nozer touches a meis, a tumas meis. But if a nozer just touches the sheretz, it means nothing. Tumas sheretz doesn't shter, doesn't break a nozer. So you don't have to tell me a chiddush that tumas toim doesn't apply by sheretz. There's no tum at all negated to a nozer for a sheretz. Ella, you want to tell me, but yaisa pesach. Let's say a person, Reuven, who wants to bring his carbon pesach on erev pesach. So let's say he touched the sheretz. He has tumas sheretz now. There would be an afkamina that really has tumas sheretz. He's not allowed to bring the carbon. Let's say nobody knew he touched the sheretz. That's called tumas atoim. What's the halacha? That's what the braisa says. His carbon is still not acceptable. When did we say tumas atoim helps? Only by tumas meis. But with a tumah yesheretz, it's still not acceptable. So Mora says, no, honicha, this is only good, the man diyama ain shechtin bezerchin atumah yesheretz. That if a person touched the sheretz on erev Pesach, and he's tumah sheretz, true, this person is not allowed to bring korban Pesach. Not only him, but he came to have a shliach, ain shechtin. Nobody could bring his korban for him, bezerchin atumah yesheretz. Then it's good. So if a person touched the sheretz, this tumah stops the person from bringing a korban Pesach. So then I would have thought, if it's a case of a sheretz tohim, that nobody knew he was tamei, maybe his korban is acceptable. Kamashka on the bright, so no, it's still not acceptable. Ella, but, Laman, the yom of the one that says, shoichtin v'zorchin atame sheretz, no. Even if a person touched the sheretz on erev Pesach, so what? Tumah sheretz just means you're tamei for that day. So you know what you gotta do? Go to the mikvah, and then when it comes nighttime, you're tor, you're allowed to eat the korban Pesach. So right now, this man the Amol, an erev Pesach, even though you're tamei sheretz, you're allowed to make a shliach for you to bring your korban into the Beis Hamikdash and let the kohen shechter to make the zrika for you, and somebody will take the meat home for you. And at night time, when it comes to Pesach Chavim, you automatically become tor. You can eat the meat. So according to that man the Yoma, what do you have to tell me? There's no tumas atoim by sheretz pshita. Even if there's no tumas atoim, still you're allowed to bring your korban Pesach. So according to this man the Yoma, what does the braisa mean that tumas atoim only applies to tumas meis and not to something else? What is not to something else? El alav l'chur, the braisa means to say like this: the kohen. It means to say by kohen. Ushma mino hutru le tumas atoim. It means to tell me even a kohen also has this chiddush of tumas atoim. You mean it's good? We're still saying it's coming to my sheretz. Now, the first braisa said only by tumas time that chiddush only applies to tumas meis, but it does not apply to tumas sheretz. Now the question was, what do I care about tumas sheretz? The owners are not bothered by tumas sheretz; it doesn't bother them. The Teretz says we're talking about the kohen. The kohen is bringing the korban. If the kohen touches the sheretz and now he does the avoda is puzzled.
a kohen tomei, kol zman is tomei, if it didn't come nighttime yet, he's not allowed to bring the korban. See, that's the nafkamina. That if a kohen touches a sheretz, even though nobody in the world knew he was tomei, it's called a tumah tatoim, still, for a tumah sheretz, it doesn't help you. The korban is no good. But it's mashmal, let's say the kohen only touched a mace in this type of a case, that nobody in the world knew he touched a mace, that's called a tumah tatoim, mashmal, then the korban is acceptable. So we see the chiddush of tumah tatoim even applies to a kohen. And the Braisa is saying the only time it doesn't apply is tumah sheretz by the kohen. But when the kohen touches a mace, it does apply to the kohen. So here it's a raya that this chiddush of tumah tatoim applies to a kohen. So Marian says no. Shema minu hutul tumah tatoim. A kohen does have the heter of tumah tatoim only by tumah sheretz not, but by tumah mace yes, yes. Rav Yosef no. Rav Yosef no. There's no raya. Li'olam atayya babaylam. I tell you, this Bryce is saying that Tumas Atayim only applies to Mace and not to Sheretz. It's talking about the Bailam, the owner, he himself. Over Pesach, it's talking about a Korban Pesach. Ola Mute Tumas Atayim. So the question is, you're telling me now when the owner himself, if he had a Tumas Mace, that's Hutra of Tayim. But that's another type of a Tumah. The question, what other type of a Tumah? If it's Sheretz, he could bring the Korban anyway. But there it says, La Mute Tumas Atayim Deziva. If the owner became a Zov, and therefore, since he became a Zov, he's also not right to bring Korban Pesach. So even though it was a case that nobody knew he was a Zovah, nobody knew about it, and it's a case of Tumas Atayim, still he can't bring his Korban. That's the Chiddush's Braisa. When a person was a Zovah, he had the Zov come out of him for 2 days, he can't bring Korban Pesach. Freddie Gemara, is this true? For Tumas Atayim de Ziva, is this true? Leimer Atza, that if a person had a Tumah upon himself, that nobody knew about it, of Zovah, the Korban is not acceptable. Let's see Rashi. L'yoylem zet Rashi b'baylem. Uve yoyste Pesach. A person, Ruvain, wants to bring his Korban Pesach. Uve kashloch, he had a question. Holei mahan yibay betuma achriti. What other type of tumah are we talking about? Ika tumah ziva. There's a case of Zov. Sheishivas yamin. If a person, a man, saw Zovis for 2 days in a row, he's tummy for 7 days. V'yein shechten v'zorchen olov. These 7 days, now he cannot have a Korban brought for him. You can't bring a Korban Pesach for him. The Yashminin Rabbi Chiya is teaching us this Chiddush. The Tumah Satoim de Ziva. You're going to have such a case that nobody knows that he has a Tumah Ziva on him right now. What's the case? Still, it's not acceptable. Now, what's the case that nobody knows about it? This is Shver. A Zavah means you that the Zav came out of his body. So he Zicha knows about it. So what do you mean? What's the case that nobody knows about it? So Rashi Kagoin. Zav Bishvi Shaloi. On the seventh day, in other words, you saw Zav for 2 days. Now you waited 7 days, you're clean, nothing came out of you. On the seventh day, the Suffolk, who is a Suffolk now, Shema Yira Hayoim, maybe you'll see today. And if you see Zavah today on the seventh day, V'yista Kol Mashemona, then all the 7 days you count is not called Zayinikim. Zayinikim means you are clean for 7 days, nothing comes out. If in the middle of the seventh day something comes out, that breaks those 7 days. Suffolk, so Mela, on the seventh day itself, it's a Suffolk right now. Are you tummy or not? Suffolk la Yira, then maybe you won't see. If you won't see your Torah right now, if you will see later on the day your tummy right now, nobody in the world knows of your tummy right now. As when a person was a Zov for 2 days, now he waited 7 days, he's clean. On the seventh day, nobody knows if he's really Torah now or not. If he doesn't see the rest of the day, he's Torah right now. If he sees any time throughout the rest of the day, Lechuri becomes Tummy Lamafreya, he's Tummy the whole time. So that's called the Tumas time. Nobody knows what his din is right now, is he Tummy or not. And today is the day to bring Korban Pesach. What's the locha? So I would have thought this is called the Tumas time that the Mishnah says, it's a Chiddush, that the Tzitz helps the Korban is acceptable. Kamasum Nabchiyah know that a Tumas time only helps when it's a question of a Tumas Mace. But a question of a Tumas Ziva does not help. The Hevel at Tumas Atayim of Psulabay. That's the Chiddush. In such a case, he's possible. His korban is not acceptable. Fred the Gemara, is this true? O Tumas Atayim de Zivu Leim Aratzim. For Atani Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Shemeris Yom, this is by an Isha. That usually the case is like this. For 7 days, there's for when the Isha, let's say the first time she sees. So she has Tumas Nidirana for 7 days. When after the 7 days, then there's 11 days period. The next 11 days are the days when she could become a Zava. If she would see 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava then. Then she needs Zayin Nikim to wait 7 days that she's pure. This is all Midiraisa. But during those 11 days in between Nidus to the next cycle, to like last 11 days, that's called the Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Let's say she sees dam one day. The halacha is that day she's tamei, and she has to keep the whole next day clean. If she doesn't see anything the next day, then she's tor. But the next day it's a sofik. That's called Shemeris Yom. She has to watch the day Keneged Yom, Keneged the one day she saw today. Now let's say such an isha sheshochtu b'zokru leher. She also has the chiyuv to bring korban Pesach. They brought it for her. Or else b'sheni shelo on a second day. Rashi b'sheni shelo means adayin sofiku. We still have a sofiku question about this isha. Shema tira yom zeh. Maybe she'll still see some more dam today. We'd start from esmol and it'll add on to yesterday's thing. V'tira gamocha she'll also see tomorrow. V'evilah shlosha and then it's considered like she saw 3 days straight. V'evilah zava gemura. Then she'll be a real zava midraisa. Let's say today she saw yesterday, but today she did not see yet. If she doesn't see the whole day, then titel erev tonight she'll become Torah. So again, this isha right down the daytime with a suffix questionable: is she coming now or not? She saw yesterday dam during these 11 days, and today she didn't see yet. So right now, when they're bringing the korban Pesach, it's doubtful if this isha is tamei or not. We don't know what it is. V'yachakach rosa. And then later, after she brought the korban Pesach, she saw dam that day. The halacha says like this: Eina oicheles. She is not allowed to eat the korban Pesach at night because l'maisha she's tamei. But the Braisa says clearly, this din, the Rabbi Yosi says clearly, upturim malasas Pesach sheni. But she's potter from bringing a Pesach sheni. She doesn't have to bring another korban. Her korban was acceptable, even though right now it was at the time she brought the korban, it was doubtful to anybody if she's tamei or not. And after she brought the korban in the towards evening, she saw dam. So she did become tamei. So now, like as the Gloy Milslam Afreya, she was tamei at the time they brought the korban. Still, we say the korban is acceptable. Why is the korban acceptable? We know now she was tamei b'shas ma'isa. Look who the pshat is, because this is tumas time. Since at the time when they brought the korban, nobody in the world knew if she was tamei or not. You have the chiddush of tumas time that says the korban is acceptable. So, of course, not like this Braisa. This Braisa is said by Tumas Ziva. It's not acceptable Tumas HaTayim. And here it says clearly it is acceptable, even by Tumas of a Ziva. Zanimara, Upturim Elasas Pesach Sheni. My timer, why doesn't she have to bring another carbon Pesach Sheni? Lav Mishum, the Marat Tzitz. Even though we say on Erev Pesach, when she brought a carbon, she saw later on in the afternoon Dam. So now it comes out that she was Tomei, B'Shas, the carbon was brought. Still, we say the korban was acceptable because the tzitz makes it acceptable. And why? Because it's called Tumas HaTayim. Nobody knew at that time if she was tamei or not. So you see, even by Ziva, there is this chiddush of Tumas HaTayim. Amri loy, I'll tell you, no, that's not Pshan Rab Yosi. Amri loy, Mishum Diksova Rab Yosi Mikano Labo Himatama. I'll tell you, Rab Yosi, sheet there is. That's what we say during these 11 days. That Rav Nisha sees one day she's tamei today. If she sees the next day, she's tamei again. If she sees the third day, then they all come together and makes her for Zava. Rabbi Yosi says, what you saw the first day, at the beginning of the next day, if she didn't see, she's really Torah. If she sees again later in the afternoon, she first becomes tamei from then on. But up until she saw the second day, she's taka Torah Gomer. So therefore, the Isha saw Dam yesterday. And now on Erev Pesach in the morning, she did not see. So according to Rabbi Yosi, she's Torah Gomer. That's why her korban is acceptable right now. If she sees later on in the daytime, it's not mitzurif. It doesn't come collected with the riyah yesterday, but rather the new tumah first starts mikan labo. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Ksover Rabbi Yosi mikan labo hi mitama. It's only from now on that she becomes tamei, and it doesn't equal on to what happened before. Therefore, it's very good. Like Rashi says, mikan labo hi mitama. Shemeris yom keneged yom. If an isha saw one day during these 11 days, she sofra ksas hayom. The next morning, she saw she didn't see any blood. V'tovla, she went to the mikvah. Rabbi Yosi yelled, Tohira. She's Torah Lagami right now, Mituma Shalesma, from yesterday's Tumah went off. V'chihoda chazi b'ayim, if she sees again in the afternoon, Mitama mikan labo, it's only considered a new type of a Tumah that comes on to her. V'tayimachos shmeros yom, she has to watch herself again tomorrow. Hilchach is very good now. V'zriko shchita Torah malyus so heavy. At the time when the Kayin brought her carbon, since in the morning she didn't see any dam, and she went to the mikveh ready, she was 100% Torah, according to Rabbi Yosi. So even though later on in the afternoon she saw again dam, according to Rabbi Yosi, still she's Torah. So that's why a korban is acceptable. Reinach Nami, like the Rabbanin Shita, the way we hold, that when she sees the second day, it just makes it she's still Tamil, then a korban will not be acceptable. Because at the time the korban...